Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
23. How you doing today? Well, welcome to this edition of, what is the name of this show? Oh yeah, Ask the Garden Geek. And I am Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. I'm in charge. I tried to mow my yard today. If you've been listening, something bad, and I have still no idea what happened, what it was, but it happened to my back a few weeks ago. And I have not, well, I actually spent about, 9 days in the house and didn't even go out. It was so bad. I have been to my medical doctor, who has given me these pills that I've taken a few of. But they're muscle relaxers, and they just make me loopy as hell. So I'm not taking them anymore. I can't take Advil because I only have one kidney. So I have been taking some Tylenol ever so now and again. And, I can't sit on my sofa. If I sit in my sofa, it's just painful as can be. I sit on a hard back chair, which is what I'm sitting on right now. That seems to work for me. Standing seems to work for me. Laying on my now new mattress on my stomach seems to work for me, but when I lay on my back, it doesn't seem to work for me. And worst of all, I had to hire someone to mow my yard. I hate having people mow my yard that are not me. So this morning, I decided, you know what? You know, I'm feeling a little bit better. I went and got on my chiropractor's Beamer mat. And the Beamer mat, and if you don't know what it is, look it up. I will tell you that the Beamer mat actually helped my shoulder. I have a shoulder, my left shoulder goes out. It doesn't go out. I just, twice a year I get tendonitis and it's painful. And the Beamer mat actually helped that when I tried. So I said, you know, what the heck, let's do this on my back. And so I went and I paid him, you know, here's what I don't like. He tries to sell you your very own Beamer mat, but they're $6,000. And I'm not spending $6,000 for something I lay on. But I laid on it for 9 minutes. He says it's usually eight, but he put me on for nine. And he set it up and I got off. And I got to tell you, I felt nothing, you know, different until about an hour later, and then it actually felt good. Not good, but a lot better than it was. And it has kind of like leveled off to feeling better. This is not an endorsement of the Beamer mat. I haven't seen any peer-reviewed studies about this thing, and I think it's kind of quacky. But, you know, when your back hurts like mine has been hurting. And by the way, I am now 67 years old, and I have never had back problems. And now, all of a sudden, for no damn reason, I'm having back problems. I didn't pick up a truck or I didn't, you know, try to do something hard. I went to bed feeling fine and woke up with just a terrible, terrible back pain. And it's been that way. But today I was feeling, you know, a little better. So I went out this morning and I said, I'm going to mow my yard. And I got to tell you, I got the lawnmower out, put the gas in it. No, I still haven't bought the electric lawnmower. I keep spending money on audio equipment. Since the back is out, I'm building this new studio in the next room. It's not done yet. And by the way, even doing that has been hard for me. I mean, really, I had to have my son come over and run wires because I couldn't crawl around and run wires. But, you know, I went out there, I took the lawnmower out, put gas in it, got it all ready, and my lawnmower starts on the first pull. It always starts on the first pull. And this morning was no exception. It started on the first pull, but I got to tell you something. That first pull just put me in a sharp, horrible pain, just an absolutely horrible pain. But I said, well, let's just try walking this out. And I mowed about, I don't know, a quarter of my front yard. And there was no, I knew I was done. I knew that I had done all that I could do, and I knew I was done. So I just released the bar, shut the mower off, got the thing back in the garage, called a guy. The guy's coming over tomorrow to finish mowing the yard. And something's got to be done about this, okay? Something's got to be done about this. I can't even mow my damn yard. Do you know how much I love mowing my yard? I get, you know, we talk about gardening being a stress reliever. And it is. Planting plants, digging holes in the ground is just the most incredible stress reliever for a lot of people, me included. You know, in the fall, I love to plant. In the spring, I love to plant. I love to, you know, I remember the family and I threw 11 pallets of sod down in the backyard once. And I loved every minute of it. It's hard work, but loved every minute of it. I can't do any of that right now. I cannot bend down to pull grass apart and look at it. I cannot bend down to look at a shrub right now. And again, nobody's giving me any reason. And it's not lower back. That's the strange thing. It's upper back. It's upper back around both shoulders and in the middle, which is just bizarre. I've never heard of anything like this before. And my chiropractor says, well, let me do an adjustment on you. And I don't know, something told me not to let him, and I follow my instincts, and I didn't let him do the adjustment. Maybe I should go back and do that. I don't know. But I laid on the Beamer mat, and I felt better. I'm supposed to go lay on the Beamer mat again tomorrow. Maybe I'll let him do an adjustment. I'm going to be in a really bad mood because this other guy's going to mow my yard, and I can't be here to watch him because I watched him the last couple of times now. And he just doesn't do it the way I do. And I just get, you know, it's just when I mow my lawn, I don't think. I have an exact way that I do it. And I just do it. I have an exact way that I edge it. I just do it. I have an exact way that I do the line trimming. And I just do it. His way is different than mine. And it just bothers the you know what out of me. It just truly does. So I don't know. I just don't know, you know, I don't know. Oh, and speaking of my yard, my overgrown yard, I was over by the oak trees. I have three oak trees, actually, on the side of my yard. And I looked down and I saw like a little web going across the blades of grass. This was early this morning. And it was just like a little fine webbing. And I sat there and I said, all right, that's one of two things. It's sod webworms, or it could be brown spot fungus coming up. And I have St. Augustine grass out there. I looked. Of course, I can't bend down, and I didn't bend down, but I'm looking pretty closely. And I didn't see any chew marks, so that made me think brown patch fungus. But I saw none of the signs of that. Well, then my son Zach comes over. Now, I can tell brown patch fungus, or I'm sorry, not brown patch fungus. My brain isn't working. Dollar spot fungus. I can tell dollar spot fungus in a couple of ways. You look for that mycelium going over the top, that, you know, that webbing. That's one way. And another way is a distinct smell. And so my son Zach comes over. I said, Zach, he goes, Dad. And I said, I need you to do something. He says, I'm here to help. I said, get down there, and stick your nose down where that webbing is and tell me what you smell. And he looked at me like I was nuts. But he got down there and he said, "Dad doesn't smell like anything." I said, "Go over there where the webbing's not and smell that and compare the two." I couldn't get down there. You know, I just, so Zach's like doing this. And then the neighbor across the street is Zach's age. They've known each other since they were kids, right? You know, I moved here 11 years ago. Zach is 23. You know, Mikey across the street, he's 22. So they've known each other, you know, since they were 10, 11. They, you know, so, you know, Mike's looking at Zach smelling the grass. Zach is not happy. Zach is absolutely not a happy boy. But he got down there and he says, "Well, let's dig things apart a little bit." And sure enough, he dug things apart and he pulled out two sod webworms out of the yard. It was sod webworms. Again, they had not started eating grass yet. So I did no treatment today. I did no treat because I'm cutting the grass tomorrow. But I can't wait to see because they work at night. Sod webworms are translucent in color. And the way that you know you're going to have sod webworms, and I should have known this because eventually you start seeing these little moths flying around your shrubs and around the grass. Little tiny moths, lots of them. And I have seen that. And then they hatch out, or they lay eggs, which hatch out to be the little sod webworms. And then they start eating the grass. So you put, you know, something on the grass to kill them. They eat it, and they die. It's relatively simple. And I'm going to use a Bacillus thuringiensis, but I'm not doing it until I see them doing some damage. And after I cut the grass. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, I'm about ready to start a new love affair. Yeah, it's going to happen very close to where I am right now. It's going to happen in the other room. I am building a new studio in there. And I got a new microphone. I'm using this microphone now. This is an Audio-Technica. I'm not in love with it. As a matter of fact, we've only been casually dating for the past year and a half. Casually, at best. At best. Okay? Just casual dating. It's a good microphone. It's a real good microphone, but it's not. I'm not passionate about this microphone. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the chief geek around here. I started my national broadcast career 30-some years ago with an Electro Voice RE20 microphone. Loved it. As a matter of fact, me and the RE20 lived together for years. And here about, I don't know, a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, I was still out in the other studio that I built over on the other side of my house. So yeah, it's been a little while. And I was doing a live show at that time. I was shooting an ISDN live show up to the network. And my producer came out and said, Michael, you've got all kinds of static on the line. I said, well, what's that? He goes, it's just terrible static. And I said, there's nothing I can do to correct that. So we actually had to go to tape. We had to stop the show and go to tape because it wasn't right. So, you know, we stopped the show and then he gets back online with me and we try to diagnose this thing. And he said, it must be the cord, your microphone cord. I said, I got another one right here. I unplugged, stuck in a new cord. Still, staticky as can be. He said, I'm going to send you a tape. I talked to him. He recorded me. I said, I'm going to send you a tape of this. You know, I'm going to send you an audio file. I'm going to email you an audio file so you can hear it. Maybe it's your mixer. So I unplugged the microphone from the channel that I was using in the mixer, and I went to another channel that I never used, and we cranked that up. Still, same problem. Same problem. And I said, okay. This is disturbing. So they sent me this microphone that I have right now. They said, you got to send your microphone off to get it fixed because we determined that it was the microphone. So you've got to send it off to get it fixed. There's this guy. All he does is repair Electro Voice RE20s. He's out in Kansas or Utah. He's out in Utah. So they overnighted me this microphone. And I got to tell you, the RE20 is the standard in professional microphones, or it was. And, this thing is pretty darn close. I'm, pretty pleased with it. But it still wasn't the RE20. The RE20 was gone for about 4 to 5 months, maybe 6 months, and it came back. By the way, in the meantime, I'm off at a conference where they had every microphone in the world. And of course, and you could compare them. They had a little, put headphones. You could compare every microphone in the world. They had $3,000 microphones there. They had this very microphone there. And they had the RE20 there. I tested the RE20 there. Didn't sound right. It was brand new, RE20. I said, this doesn't sound right. He goes, well, he says the RE20s were good 25, 30 years ago. And then he told me, he says, that's the good one. And I said, okay. I said, that's what I have that I sent off to get repaired. And I told him it was staticky. And he goes, that's strange. But the other thing I did is I tried out something called the Rode Podcaster microphone. And he highly recommended it, and I hated the sound of it. It was terrible. And as a matter of fact, I talked to several people who are using that microphone. They loved it. I didn't like it. I did not like it. I should not be wasting time telling this. I'm going to do a whole thing on this and make it available to you of how I got my new microphone and how my RE20 disappointed me when it came back. But anyway, what I got to talk about now is grass seed. I need to talk about grass seed. I ran into a guy who's down here on vacation from Michigan. And he has a lawn care company near Detroit. And I've got his card, but I don't remember the name of his company. And he is putting down, he tells me, as part of his service, every time they come out six times a year in Michigan and in Ohio. He said, and his business is growing like crazy. And he told me that he's putting down grass seed. Every time he comes, he's spreading new grass seed. Not a lot, but along with the fertilizer and everything else, he's spreading grass seed. I said, well, what kind of grass seed are you spreading? And he said, Arizona bluegrass. Now, I have never heard of Arizona bluegrass, but he's telling me, and I said, I'm going to look this up on the internet later, right? While I'm talking to the guy. And he's telling me all about it. He says that this is the best grass in the world. And he said that he puts it down and it germinates without water, without doing anything. And he says it's in Tiger Stadium. They use it in Detroit. And, it looks really wonderful. And he says he buys it by the pallet. And he puts it out every time. And all of his lawns look beautiful with minimal fertilization. And he told me what fertilizer he was using. I mean, it's very minimal fertilization. It's a balanced fertilizer, but very low in nitrogen, balanced with the potassium and the phosphorus. And he says he's just getting outrageous results. So I went to his website afterwards and I looked, and he said, and on the website, he has pictures of the back of his truck where the grass seed spilled out on the back of his truck and was growing in the bed of his truck. And I said, wow. And he had videos, not very good videos, I have to admit, but videos of him putting this down and all the customers raving about it. So then I went on the interweb and I looked up Arizona bluegrass and I could not find it. And I've been doing this for 47 years, and I could not find Arizona bluegrass. I got his card. He's still on vacation. I'm going to wait till he gets home back to Michigan, and I'm going to call him up because I want me some of this. And he told me, he said, it grows beautiful in Michigan and in Ohio. He said, I think it'll grow in Florida. I said, nah, the bluegrasses don't really do well here. He goes, this is Arizona bluegrass. It grows in Arizona. It's hotter there than it is here. And he got a point. And I want to look into this because I've never heard of it. Have you ever heard of Arizona bluegrass? Do you know anything? Am I this naive? You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. We'll be right back.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
If you have roaches in your house, it's a problem. It really is. And you can call a company to come out and get rid of them for you. And if that's what you're comfortable with, I suggest you do it. It's going to cost you some money. If you want to save money, I want you to go to this website, helpihavebugs.com. Watch a video. Helpihavebugs.com. So I'm at a 7-Eleven store, and I see a big truck drive up. With all these 200-gallon, big truck drive up with all these 200-gallon storage tanks on it. About 10 of them. It was a large truck. And in it was this brown, liquidy kind of stuff. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. Zach gets so mad at me when I do stuff like this. But I'm sitting there looking at it, and I said, we'd stopped in to buy some diet root beer. And I come out, and I'm looking at it, and it was on the other side of the parking lot, because this is a big truck. It couldn't park right in front of the 7-Eleven. It had to park, like, on the side. And I saw some kind of green stuff on the label, so I said, I'm going to walk over and look at this. And Zach is, oh, gosh. I go over there, and I look at it, and it is a fertilizer. It is a liquid fertilizer, and it is an 18-0-2 liquid fertilizer. And I said, whoa. I said, that's pretty cool. So out comes the truck driver. And I said, tell me about that fertilizer. He goes, I don't know anything about that fertilizer. He goes, I'm hauling it to a sod farm down in South Florida. And he told me the name of the sod farm. And I know the name of the sod farm. As a matter of fact, I know the people who own the sod farm. He said, they use it on their new sod as it's growing, to get the sod growing, like, really well. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. And I looked at the label, and the nitrogen source was urea nitrogen and ammoniacal nitrogen, which is very fast-release nitrogen. There was no phosphorus, and the potassium, there was only 2% potassium. And I'm sitting there saying, wow. So, you know me, I'm just like so curious. And Zach is saying, come on, Dad, let's go. You know, don't bother the man. He's trying to do his job. And I said, all right, well, thanks a lot. He goes, hey, I said, you sell much? You take much of this stuff down there? He goes, I go down there about 8 or 9 times a year delivering this stuff and another product. I said, what's the other product? He goes, I don't know. He said, but it's something else that I deliver. I said, okay. So, you know, go about the business, come back to the house. Back is hurting like you wouldn't believe. So I'm standing up because sitting down I can't do. Or I can, you know, I can stand up or I can sit in a high back chair or I can lay down on my stomach. So I'm standing up and I go to the computer and I look up the sod company. And I know a woman that used to work there. I hope she still worked there. I did. And sure enough, she does. And I asked her about this fertilizer. And she said, this fertilizer, she said, is just wonderful. She said, did you see the statement of secondary nutrients? I said, no, it was up on the back of a semi-truck. And she said, oh, my goodness. She goes, we use it to help grow sod together. They start their sod from sprigs, and they have to grow it together relatively fast. So they're putting this stuff down every 14 days to get the grass to grow together fast. I said, whoa, that's a lot of fertilizer. She goes, yeah, well, it's, you know, fast release. It goes through, does its job, and, you know, thickens up the lawns. I said, I wonder how that would work on regular lawns. She goes, I use it on my lawn. She said, I've got a hose and sprayer. I bring it home. I take, you know, a gallon of it home, and I put 2 ounces of this stuff per 1,000 square feet on my grass. And she goes, I got the nicest lawn on my street. I said, how often do you do it? She goes, I do it about every 6 weeks. And she goes, I do it rather religiously. I said, I want to buy me some of this stuff. She said, you can't buy it unless you want to buy a 200-gallon tank of it. They'll sell it to you. And he said, but they're not going to sell it to you in anything smaller than that. And I sat in there thinking about this. And I said, really? And she says, yeah. She says, but if you want some, drive down here, and I'll give you a couple gallons of it to test out. So guess where I'm going? Not this week coming up, but the following week, I'm driving down there, and I'm getting some of that stuff. And I've got a really good hose end sprayer. I've got a, you know, and by the way, if you want to know what the very best hose end sprayer is, and there's several of them on the market. Scott's got one. A lot of people have hose end sprayers. But the very best one that's on the market, it's called the Ortho Dialis Spray. I think I paid $11 or $12 for it. And it is fabulous. It has multi-tips on it. I use two of the tips. There's like a sprinkler. They call it the garden sprinkler one. I use that. And they also have what they call it the fish mouth, which is basically a T-jet sprayer. And I use that. And, you know, you can set that to go down at 2 gallons a minute by dialing it. And I always bucket test, because if you're going to use liquid products, you have to bucket test. What does bucket test mean? I take a 1 gallon container, I take my watch, and I start spraying into the 1 gallon container for 30 seconds. And I see, then I shut it off, and then I see how full my bucket is. If my bucket has filled to 1 gallon in a minute, in 30 seconds, that means that sprayer is putting down 2 gallons a minute. And I, on a hose end sprayer, if I'm spraying a lawn, I have a good pace. I can do 1,000 square foot in a minute. And it's not hard. And I'm old and fat, okay? I do that. I can do 1,000 square feet in a minute. And this sprayer is perfect. And you have to, you know, you have to have a good hose. I've got a good hose. I've got a good thick hose. And always bucket test and put that down. Well, I'm going to use my Ortho Dialis spray, and I'm going to get some of that fertilizer, and I'm going to fertilize my front yard with it. I'm going to fertilize half my front yard with it. And then we'll see how it looks. By the way, this other stuff that I got, that I got that was like organic wonder stuff, I did half of my yard with that. Didn't do a thing. Notice virtually nothing. But I'm looking forward to trying this fertilizer out. I'm going to tell you something. You know, if this turns out to be good, I talked with Zach about this. I said, you know something, son? I said, you need to start a fertilizer distribution business, because they'll let you buy this stuff, you know, in these 200-gallon thingies and repackage it. And, yeah, you know, it's private label it, essentially. And we, if it's good, we just might do that and make it available. I don't know. Now, I'm already going to, hopefully tomorrow, if my back is good, I'm going to be using my Ortho Dialis spray to put iron on the yard, because it's getting a little yellow. So I'll be doing that. I used it, and I'm going to be using it to put Bacillus thuringiensis down probably tomorrow evening, where I have sod webworms. After I get the lawn cut tomorrow, I'm going to be using it for that. So I like that. I like that Ortho Dialis spray. There's a lot of them out there. This one, I've used all of them, and this one is the absolute best. It's got one attachment that shoots it out straight, and I just had water in it to test the thing out. And I ran it up an oak tree on the side of my house, just shooting water. And it went up 30 feet, just like that, just went up 30 feet. Boom. No problem. I've never seen a hose end sprayer that can do that. So I highly recommend to have that in your arsenal if you're going to apply nutrients, if you're going to, and by, I have nothing to do with Ortho. They haven't given me any money. I have two of these sprayers now, and I bought both of them. And they're durable. they're just, you know, it looks like they'll last a long, long, long time. So I'm very, very happy with them. And I highly recommend it for putting nutritional products down, for putting insecticides down, for putting organic insecticides down. Works wonderful. Chemical pesticides works wonderful. I don't think I would put weed control products down with it. I don't think I would do that. But for the rest of it, I'm going to do that. But I'm going to look into this fertilizer. I'm going to go down. She said, bring a 2.5 gallon jug with you. I've got an empty 2.5 gallon jug. I'm going to take it down there, and she's going to fill it up for me. And I'm going to do some sincere testing with that. And if I'm happy with it, I think maybe next year, you never know, we might make this available. We just might make this available if it does everything that they say it does. And, you know, I still want to read the statement of secondary nutrients to see what's in there. Anyway, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Less for Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
If you have roaches in your house, it's a problem. It really is. And you can call a company to come out and get rid of them for you. And if that's what you're comfortable with, I suggest you do it. It's going to cost you some money. If you want to save money, I want you to go to this website, helpihavebugs.com. Watch a video. Helpihavebugs.com. What's doing? What's up with you? Ooh-wee, what's up with that? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I'm the chief geek here. And can't do any gardening. Very little. Got a bad back that I've been nursing now for the better part of a month. I never have had a bad back. I've lived my whole life without having a bad back. And then all of a sudden, you know, I've had a bad shoulder for years. I mean, since high school. But not a bad back, and it's not a lower back. You know, I went to my doctor. He gave me muscle relaxers. I don't do these things. I did a couple for a couple days to see if it would help, and they made me doofy, and it really didn't help. And I don't like being doofy. I really don't. I do not like being doofy. Okay, I went out to dinner with the lovely ex Mrs. Kroos. And I had a couple of adult beverages. She drove. I didn't mind that. That wasn't bad. No. But as far as taking a pill to feel doofy, no, I don't like that. Do not like that at all. So I can't get out. I can't dig around and do stuff. You know? I got a whole box of plants that were mailed to me this week. And this nursery... There's a couple of them. Wind up sending me plants. I don't know why. I just two or three times a year, a box of live plants shows up. And I opened them up, and, you know, they were very, very nice. A wide variety of stuff. I was going to plant them along my fence line out back. I wound up giving them to the former Mrs. Kroos. Mrs. Kroos number two. Mrs. Kroos number two and I get along very well. There were three Mrs. Kroos's, by the way, if you didn't know that. Mrs. Kroos, too, actually runs an eBay business out of my house. She lives a mile away. And I have, you know, I'm right now in what is formerly my studio, still is my studio. I'm building a new studio in the next room. But I've got all these professional lights in here. And I've got, this is where she photographs everything that she sells. And I got to tell you, I made the decision today in the new studio, And I got to tell you, first thing about me, I don't accumulate things. I get rid of things at this stage in my life. I will replace things. Like I had to replace the bed. Okay. And I had to buy new dishes because my dishes were old and chipped. And so I threw those away and I bought new dishes from Amazon. The Amazon brand, by the way, quite good. But I don't buy new things. But as I'm setting up the studio in the other room, I wound up buying a lot of new stuff. And today I made the decision that I'm going to order studio lights in there. Because ever since these studio lights have been in here, I've been doing video production for a technology club that I belong to. I make a video for them every week promoting things that are going at the club. And I use these beautiful studio lights to illuminate me. And if I move my studio in there, which I'm doing, I will have a hard time making the videos in there. So I bought lights for that room, different ones that I have in here. I bought LEDs for in there, but a pretty professional setup. It wasn't cheap. But so I bought that. Normally, I would be spending that money on an electric lawnmower. But since I can't mow my lawn, I'm not spending the money on the electric lawnmower. And I've made the decision on the electric lawnmower to let it shake out a little bit longer. Although I spoke to another guy today that I met that has that eGrow. The eGrow seems to be the one. It really does. It gets excellent reviews. And I actually mowed half of a guy's yard with one when I first saw it, the very first time I saw it. And since then, I've mowed other little patches of grass with them and played with them. And this guy that I met today, he has one. And he says, oh, it's the Tesla of lawnmowers. So I want one, but I'm going to wait until the spring. I'm not going to replace my lawnmower. I keep spending all this money on the new studio. And, you know, the lights cost that I just bought for the studio cost what the lawnmower cost. So, you know, and the audio compressor that I bought that I have no idea how to use, that I'm going to have somebody come over here and help teach me how to use it, it costs a lot more than a lawnmower. But, you know, but usually I don't buy new things. I get rid of stuff, and I continue to get rid of stuff. Every week I come through here, and I've got right here in this room, Diane was in my garage, and she pulled these two cartons out of the garage, and I looked in, and it's a bunch of my mother's old china. It's all wrapped up and everything, and I said, you want to sell it on eBay, you can have it. She said, no, I don't want to sell it on eBay because shipping it, you know, it's all glassware. Weird looking little wine goblets with little statues. I found them to be quite ugly. They were there. There was a bell in there. And the bell, a brass bell with a unicorn on the top of it. I sent it to my ex-girlfriend because she's a unicorn person. I haven't heard back from her. But I sent it to her down in Palm Beach. Mailed that off to her. But I'm getting rid of this stuff. So I said, if you don't want it, guess where it's going? She goes, where's it going? I said, it's going to the Salvation Army. I'm taking it there as soon as I can pick it up. Because, you know, I can't pick boxes up right now. Maybe Zach and I will run. I got two boxes here. I haven't even gone through them all. But I haven't looked at it. You know, this came from my mom's house. My mom died 11 years ago. I haven't looked at it in 11 years. It goes. So, and there's more stuff like that out in the garage that goes. And a bunch of stuff in the garage has gone. So that's what I do, except for audio studio equipment. I seem to buy more of that. So, when I get the eGrow lawnmower, when I get this new electric lawnmower, if I get the eGrow, like I say, I'm letting it shake out this season and see what emerges as the best one. And there are several of them that are competing for this. Okay, so I'm gonna play with all of them. Toro's supposed to be coming out with one. I want to look at that. I'm going to a horticultural show in December, and I'm gonna look at them over there, and we'll see. But when I do that, the old lawnmower goes. I'll give it away. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,